Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 3rd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 72 years ago, today, in 1952, the Kentucky Derby, the most prestigious American horse race, was televised nationally in the United States for the first time. The winning horse was Hill Gale, ridden by jockey Eddie Arcaro. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's mostly cloudy and feels like 44 degrees with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:46 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:34. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day with a high near 58 and wind of 7 to 9 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 7:30 a.m. with a low tide at 2 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 49 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, this weekend will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers each day with highs in the upper 50s. The chance of rain continues into Monday with a high near 73. And partly sunny skies. Tuesday will be mostly sunny and warmer, with a high near 75. A chance of showers returns Tuesday night and continues into Wednesday. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy, with a high near 68. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, this weekend offers a plethora of engaging activities, perfect for the spring season. Somerville Open Studios, celebrating its 25th anniversary, invites the public into over 350 local artists' workspaces on May 4th through 5th. Dive into the world of art, fashion, and even puzzle activities designed by puzzle master Eric Haynes. Meanwhile, Elisa H. Hamilton unveils her new exhibition, Sightlines, at the Show-Up Gallery, drawing inspiration from her great-grandmother's quilts to explore themes of storytelling and connection in art. This exhibition kicks off with a reception on May 3rd and continues through June 2nd. For Star Wars fans, the Boston Roller Derby hosts a special Star Wars night on May 4th, complete with character-themed matches and costume contests. Now on to sports. In the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers eliminated the Milwaukee Bucks with a decisive 120-98 victory in Game 6, despite Damian Lillard's return and team-high 28 points. The Pacers showcased a strong performance led by Obi Toppin with 21 points and TJ McConnell's vital 20 points. They now await the winner of the New York Knicks and Philadelphia 76ers series to determine their next opponent. The Bucks, on the other hand, struggled with injuries throughout the series, impacting their performance and ultimately contributing to their early exit from the playoffs. In local sports, the Red Sox at home lost to the Giants 3-1. And the Bruins, doing their best to throw away this playoff run, on the road, lost to the Maple Leafs 2-1. And tonight, the Red Sox are on the road in Minnesota to take on the Twins. In top news, Block, led by CEO Jack Dorsey, has announced a new initiative as part of its first quarter earnings. The payments firm is using 10% of its monthly Bitcoin-related gross profit to purchase additional Bitcoin throughout 2024. This strategy, which began in April, could potentially add $24 million in Bitcoin to its balance sheet by year's end, based on first quarter profits. Already holding a substantial amount of Bitcoin, Block has also released a Bitcoin blueprint for corporate balance sheets, detailing its acquisition and management strategies for crypto assets. This blueprint offers guidance on purchasing large Bitcoin amounts without impacting market prices, along with information on custody, insurance, and accounting for these assets. In business news, Coinbase, the largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange, reported a significant revenue increase of 72% in the first quarter, reaching over $1.5 billion and surpassing analysts' expectations. The surge in revenue, which resulted in a net income of just over $1 billion, was driven by a rise in transaction volumes linked to a broader market upswing. Consumer transaction revenue nearly doubled, and institutional trading saw substantial growth, with volumes more than doubling. Additionally, the quarter witnessed an all-time high in Bitcoin prices, contributing further to Coinbase's financial success. Despite these gains, transaction expenses also rose sharply by 73%, reflecting the costs associated with increased trading activities. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now $59,000. Ethereum is just under $3,000. And Solana is $138. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. May's night sky promises a splendid display for astronomy enthusiasts. The Eta Aquarids meteor shower, originating from Halley's Comet, will peak on May 5th, offering up to 30 meteors per hour in dark sky locations. This shower is notable for its broad peak, providing excellent viewing opportunities a week before and after the peak date. Additionally, the constellation scene shifts as we transition from spring to summer stars. Key highlights include the Big Dipper, which acts as a navigational guide to other stars and constellations like Polaris and Regulus. As the month progresses, the moon phases from its last quarter to a full flower moon on May 23rd, illuminating the night with this seasonal bloom. For planetary sightings, Saturn will be visible in the early morning sky, enhancing the celestial experience. And in entertainment news, The Fall Guy, directed by David Leitch, premiered in March at the 2024 South by Southwest Film Festival, where it received high praise from critics. The film, known for its daring stunts, officially opens in U.S. theaters today. It features a groundbreaking stunt that broke the record for the longest canon role, a record previously held since the 2009 film Casino Royale. Ryan Gosling described the day of the stunt as extremely tense. The film is expected to be a hit, so audiences are advised to get their tickets early, especially for IMAX showings. Later, it will be available on streaming services, likely Peacock, as it is distributed by Universal Pictures. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Michael Saylor. He's one of Bitcoin's biggest proponents, and he's also the CEO of the publicly traded company, MicroStrategy. His company has nearly $8 billion invested in Bitcoin. And he once said this about the world's most valuable cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is a swarm of cyber hornets, serving the goddess of wisdom, feeding on the fire of truth, exponentially growing ever smarter, faster, and stronger behind a wall of encrypted energy. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.